That last call we had really impacted me, just taught me different ways to think higher about the business. This was definitely a directional shift that I needed in the way that I'm thinking about those next two, three, four, five steps.
That was Luke the Lion. You may remember him from last episode. It's been several months since that episode with Luke aired. Now we're going to check back in and see what impact it made on his business. Welcome to Health Business Mastery, the Creative Thirst Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Hewitt. So Luke, I think the last time we spoke, you were up to your eyeballs in debt.
Yeah, I was definitely up to my eyeballs in debt. At that moment, losing 15 to 20 grand a month out of my pocket, driving me deeper and deeper in debt. As you know, it was around 150K at one point of debt.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that was before we first spoke, before you came on the podcast. So where is the debt level right now?
So I have one loan left to Stripe, and it's at about 23,000.
Wow, Luke, that's amazing. You really put a huge dent in the amount of debt that you owed. That's fantastic. So how do the numbers look now compared to then?
As far as numbers go, we were doing about like 30 to 50K a month. And then we went to 110K per month, 110 to 150. The last 2 months, we did over 250K, 250 to 260.
Wow, you really implemented a lot of the things we talked about to get you to where you are now from where you were before we spoke.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big weight off the shoulders. I got to put some savings in my personal account, like have a small emergency fund for the first time in my life on the personal side. Got a little bit of a emergency fund on the business side. So it's feeling good. Definitely trending upwards.
Fantastic. So where are you going next? You're going to add more products? You're going to do any Black Friday sales? You're going to, what's the next step for your business?
Yeah, so we have five SKUs right now, and I was definitely having entrepreneurial ADD come up. In that, I mean, like, oh, like I wanted to launch a coffee brand, like a Lion's Mane coffee. I had a Lion's Mane honey developed, and I went like hard on development, and my manufacturer is like sending me all these samples. I'm like posting about it. I'm all excited, and thankfully I have a mentor of mine who I ran this by, and he was like, dude, you got five SKUs and you're really only pushing one or two of them. Like if we look at your funnels, like you don't have individual funnels for all of the other four SKUs. We're really only pushing Lion's Mane. So he was like, let's use what we've got before we go launch another thing. And especially something like Lion's Mane coffee, that's a whole nother brand I got to build. So although I do think that's going to be a great idea, there's more competition in that sphere. There's a lot of Lion's Mane coffees out there. I think I can do it. I think I can beat them out, but I think it's going to take some time, and it'd also be better to have more focus and more capital to attack that game. So what's next is actually we are introducing info. So I've been doing a lot of coaching on the biohacking side. And like I mentioned, a lot of the value I give my list is around biohacking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lean more into that. And we're going to have I'm not sure if you're familiar with the info space, but there's a software called School. It's kind of like Teachable, Kajabi, like one of those like course trainer things. So I made a course last year. We've sold a bunch of it. I had a separate funnel that was just selling that info course at $37 up to $350. And I got several hundred people in it, and I got really good feedback on it. So what I'm considering doing, and this isn't set in stone yet, is introducing something called the Mental Clarity Club. And the Mental Clarity Club is going to be access to the School group. It's a monthly membership. And inside of there, you get access to our weekly interviews. I plan on doing like one or two a week with these brain experts, with holistic healers, with naturopaths, just stuff really in line with people who take mushroom supplements and helping people get all the information they need to cancel brain fog, which is our kind of our slogan there, cancel brain fog. So yeah, bringing into the info side at a $49 monthly, or, you know, insert price point monthly payment. And I think from a delivery standpoint, it's obvious what we're doing there. We're trying to add value to people. On the financial side, what I want to do is I want to create a recurring revenue base that is not attached to our product. And the reason for that is we're having some inventory issues. That's always an issue for us. We have a very specialized manufacturing process that can only be done with our specific guy. Now, I know how to build a facility, but I don't have the capital for that just yet. But with my current guy, it's very specialized. So on these times when we do run out of stock, which we have multiple times, I want to have this recurring revenue coming through on the info side to lift up our revenues and create a base if we do run into these stocking problems. And it also serves the customers. It will increase the LTV, of course. They're feeling like they're getting served. We're going to have like a free version that, you know, we're going to send blasts to the email list, as well as offer that paid version, which is more support. Later down the road, I want to introduce high ticket as well. We've got a lot of friends who are doctors, who are coaches, that I would love to do some high ticket coaching on the back end, only if everything else is really dialed in and we're good to go there. So that's kind of the big 2024 push.
That's great. I think the next step for you really should be building up those cash reserves and doing that with this info product, plus the other products that are not getting as much love, right? Building out funnels for them, cross-selling them, upselling them, putting the Lion's Mane customers through those back-end funnels and getting them on the second, third, fourth recurring bottle. And then after you do all that, and those are the things that are going to drive the cash reserves for you, right? But once you have enough cash reserves, I think you need to tackle the manufacturing product project problem as your next step. So I wouldn't even think about like the coffee thing until after you've solved that, right?
I agree.
And that that info product would be a fantastic Black Friday sale. I know it's probably nowhere near ready, right? But what you could do is, provided it's going to be ready, like maybe in January or February, you could pre-sell it and be like, because you're starting to establish this really strong connection with your audience, your brand, your people. This offer is only for the really like true fans of Luke Lion, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not built yet, but it's going to come out in January or February. Like I think beyond February might be a little bit of a stretch, you know, and it's going to cost X, but you can get it for 50% off Black Friday right now, just with the caveat that you're not going to get it until, you know, January or whenever it's built.
I love that.
Yeah, you're a founding member. You're right. You're one of the first members. Like, really build it up in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I didn't think about doing that as like a Black Friday promotion. That would definitely align with what you were saying earlier too about, you know, the supplement sales declining end of year, while we can wedge our way in with the info too and stay top of mind. So when January comes around, they're going to buy from us as well.
Yeah. It also lights the fire under you, right? To get this thing live in January, because you have some people that are committed, right? And you can't let them down. So it helps out there as well. And
I like that.
Yeah. And January launch for the actual thing, right? Remember, that's only version one. So yeah. Mm-hmm. That may not be enough time to make it as big and as great as you want it to be, or your vision is for it. But as long as you could do a version one of it, you can always add on and build from there.
I love that. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Speaking of January, I'm glad we're talking here because I wanted to ask you a very specific pricing question regarding Amazon. So I've been told from multiple people that I need to get on Amazon. I'm missing a lot of opportunity. We spend over six figures a month in ads. So a lot of people are probably looking up Lion's Mane on Amazon due to our ad dollars, and we're not collecting any of it because we're not on there yet. However, when you look at our price and our competitors, we are $59 a bottle, and our next closest competitor is like $39 a bottle. So we're premium price and ultra premium price. compared to the other players on Amazon. I have been thinking we have to get on Amazon and we have to lower price to do so. I'm curious if you would agree with those two statements, and if you would, how would you go about split testing your way down to deciding what price we're going to do on Amazon? I guess we'll leave it there. I got many more things rolling through my head, but that's a good platform to spring off.
So what's your yearly revenue looking like for this year?
This year we just crossed 1.5.
Nice. And I'm assuming this is the highest you've ever been, right?
Yeah, the last 3 months were over 200. The last 2 months over 250. Previous month, 200. So like most of the revenues all came in the last 4 or 5 months. So yeah, this is definitely, we started the month at 20 to 30K. Started the year, sorry.
Personally, I don't think it's a big enough revenue number. It's a great revenue number. Don't get me wrong. That's amazing. But if I were you, I would hold off on Amazon. I don't think it's a high enough revenue to go over to Amazon yet. Because much like the kind of coffee, Lion's Mane coffee idea, right? Like these are all great ideas. Going on Amazon is a good idea. Going on, the coffee is a good idea. But it's a little bit about that entrepreneurial ADD, right? And focusing on the thing that you haven't even squeezed all of the juice yet out of Lion's Mane. You haven't even squeezed any of the juice about your other four products yet, right? So I think there's a lot more that you can build up before even going to Amazon, because once you go to Amazon, it's going to be, it could be a price to the bottom, a race to the bottom on price.
Sure.
Just to compete. So you may be cutting your legs out from it because people will just buy on Amazon. It's easier. And are you losing sales right now? Yeah, probably. But you haven't really fully maximized the opportunity that's out there, not Amazon yet.
Mm-hmm.
Until you do that, then it's like Amazon will then become an additive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, because I'm with you. I think if we went on right now at our current price point, it would be a race to the bottom. They'd just be like, what the hell? Like, why am I paying $59 when I can pay $34? And we can only say so much on Amazon, whereas on our site, we can give them the whole reasons why we're priced at $59, give them videos. They can see like hundreds of reviews. They can see customer stories, our eBooks, like all sorts of stuff to let them know why we're $59.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And there's still a lot of juice to get out of the digital product that you don't even have yet. So
then
your focus would be divided even more, right? You got to create this digital thing, this digital group. And you got to do this Amazon thing. That's too many things to do.
It sure is.
If you were at, 30 million, then yeah, okay, absolutely. Because now we could hire an Amazon person. We could hire a digital person. Now we can sort of grow that way. But especially since I think the direction for you is going to be in the manufacturing, which is going to be a boatload of cash, but it's going to shore up the business so that you don't go through periods of out of stock. That's going to be like the weather for the long term, right? To weather against there.
Yeah. A little more on that stocking issue. So like, we're pretty much just at their limit of what they can produce at our 250K month mark. Now they're moving into a larger facility. They told me either December or January. And they're going to double or triple, somewhere between doubling and tripling their capacity for output. So that's the only reason I haven't been like sprinting to make other manufacturing happen, because we've got a way to go on the marketing side before we can even sell double or triple. So I was like, let's ride with them as they do this expansion. And once we, or if we cap them out, once they're at triple their current output, then let's start thinking about putting $300,000 into this facility, which is what I've calculated it's going to cost. So for now, I think, you know, triple our current volume. Let's just say we're somewhere between 500 and 750 a month. That at that point, we'd be pulling in enough cash and getting the cash reserves where we could make that play to take manufacturing into our own hands. So that's kind of where my head's at with all that.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. That's the, I think the next two steps for the business.
Yeah. Yeah, who's it? Patrick Bet David has the next five moves or something. He wrote a book like that. I don't know if you follow him, but.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's kind of the next, that's the second move, right? And then Amazon is like the third or the fourth move. You might want to consider putting some of the other products on Amazon if you just want to like experiment with Amazon, but I wouldn't. I would save that time and energy and focus it more on more of what you're doing now, right? Reaching out to the group, connecting with their group, and then building up that digital side of things.
Yeah, I like that. Man, it's so interesting how every entrepreneur like yourself has a different set of what the priority should be. And it's like whatever route you go down with which next major move you take is such a huge impact on where things chart. And I'm really grateful to be able to talk to you about this and see where you would make that move. And if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like the info seems pretty hot to you. And that would probably be your next move. Building out the funnels for the other products and then the info.
Yeah. And I would try to do both at the same time. I know that's asking a lot, but that's part of the entrepreneurial ADD in me, right? That it's in all of us. But yeah, I would try and do both of those at the same time. If I couldn't, then I would build up the info as a priority and just push the other products via email on the back end.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So one thing I am acutely aware of is that my Facebook ads kind of suck. And I come as a Facebook ad guy, so that's hard to admit. But relative to the other ones I'm seeing right now and relative to our Google performance, especially, our Facebook ads are severely underperforming. Yet we have a high converting funnel. Like on Google, our ROAS is 3+. Just any day of the week, it's always 3+. Facebook, our average is ranging between 1.2 and on the daily, it's 1.2. When we're during promotion, we'll be over 3 ROAS on Facebook. So I also feel like maybe I should invest in either creators that are coming in to help me make these ads, because at the beginning, I used to be able to make them all myself and just churn them out like 10 ads a day. As my responsibilities are growing with the company, I have not been able to make as many ads. And that's why the Facebook ads are kind of just trickling along instead of chugging. So I've been considering even bringing in media buyers. I hate to pass that off because that's a large expense. I have a lot of media buyer friends. The only ones I would trust, they start at like 8K per month retainers plus 10% on your profit. That's a lot. You know, it's heavy, but I know everyone's capabilities because I am a media buyer, and those are the only guys who know their shit. So meanwhile, I do know that simply adding one of them on, and if our ROAS went from 1.2 to 2 on average, they would pay for themselves the first 14 days. So at our spend level of 6 figures on ads a month. So that's one thing I'm also debating, like wedging that move, working with a media buyer or bringing somebody in-house that I kind of train up in between those other moves we just discussed of the info. It's like, should I dial in the Facebook ads first because we're not really performing well there right now? Or do I do info, other funnels, and then Facebook later? Does that make sense?
That makes sense. How many employees or part-time employees or freelancers are on your team? Is it just you still? Or?
So I now have an executive assistant who started as customer service. So she's just like moving into that executive assistant role. I'm passing her more responsibilities. And then she actually recruited and hired a new customer service agent to start taking over her old customer service roles. She's an amazing find. I got super lucky with her. And that new customer service girl is just killing it. So technically two.
Okay. I would go for the media buyer that you know and just bite the bullet with the $8,000 a month. And yeah, because one, you know them, so you know they're going to perform. You've done like back of the envelope economics, and it's like, yeah, they could pay for themselves rather quickly. And you can get mm-hmm. that off your plate so that you can focus on that next phase that we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's hard. I don't know if you experienced this when you first started making some good money, but it's hard to let go of, you know, like $8,000 plus 10%, which let's just say I'm cutting in month one, like a $15,000 to $20,000 check, which is fine. We can pay for it. Last month, our profit, I took home about $70,000. So, and that was like net, like after everything, like that's what hit the bank account. So I was like really happy about that. And I'm excited. You know, I was using a lot of it to pay off debt. I have been for the last 6 months of our first profitable months. It's just been like pull in 40, pay 35. To debts, yeah. Give myself five, right? And it was like that the first couple months. Last month was the first time I was like, okay, take in 70, put like 30 in cash reserves, put 30 in the debt repayment, and like now we're just almost out of the debt. And I got myself an apartment. So yeah, you get what I'm saying though? Like I'm still kind of in that scarcity mindset, like, oh, I don't want to like give away the cash, like what if the cash goes away and now I'm on the hook for this?
Well, let me see this. Yeah. I would definitely make that outsourcing that Facebook ads to that agency, you know, as a priority, right? Mm-hmm. To give yourself a little more comfort and to reduce the risk. And especially since we're going into the holidays, right? You want to have a good holiday too. Mm-hmm. I would build up a little bit of a runway there. Right, so you just had your first month where it's like you paid yourself well, is what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
you need 3 or 4 months like that, right? Maybe you come up with whatever number that's like, look, I've got X number of months to pay my rent. If everything goes south, I've got like whatever that number is, 3 months, 6 months. And if all goes bad, like I could still pay my rent for that runway. And then once that runway runs out, I could always do some sort of promotion. Right? There's a lot more juice left to squeeze, like we talked about.
Yeah. So
build up that runway, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever number you're comfortable with. And then once you have that number like in the bank, say, okay, now it's time to hire this Facebook guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you saying it like that makes me realize I'm being a bit of a pansy because I have $25,000 in the cash reserves and my rent here is $1,900 and it's like, I'm good. Like that's the year of rent.
Well, not just your rent though, like figure out your rent, your groceries, like your complete month expenses to live the lifestyle you're living right
now. Sure.
You know, it's cause it's more, you know, and you know, put some
Right?
You gotta have some entertainment, some fun too. Don't make it like you're scrimping and like you're eating, you know, ramen for these 3 months.
Yeah, rice and beans, as Dave Ramsey says, eat rice and beans.
yeah, like whatever your full month expense is, like total.
Yeah.
Including entertainment, including like whatever.
Yeah, I think I have done those calculations. It's somewhere about like $50,000 for 3 to 6 months of expenses. I do have a high run rate on my lifestyle. I'm a spender.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like the finer things, fine espresso, you know, that's kind of thing. Yeah, so it's about 50. So I'm about halfway to that point where I feel like I could just be taking massive risks with any excess past that 50. So yeah, I like that advice. I think if we have a good November here, I should be able to get to that point just here in November.
Yeah.
And then December, I can start looking at the media buyers at the latest, probably beginning of January. If we do have a slow quarter, like you're saying, with the supplement space doing its thing, by January, I should be able to have that much.
I think that would be fantastic timing as well.
Mm-hmm.
because then you'd need the actual time, right? The calendar time, the hours time, to focus on that group and that info product and those people.
Yeah.
So you need to offset one responsibility to take on another responsibility and, you know, maintain a flat, you know, hourly responsibility for the company as a whole.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I want to do, because my zone is building new funnels, copywriting, and creative strategy. So I'm not the most amazing photographer or videographer, but I can tell you exactly what needs to happen in the ad and write the script and all that. So like ad director, creative director role. And the more I'm in that funnel building / creative director role / copywriter, that's when we grow. When I'm doing the technical on the media buying side, when I'm plugging in the ads, when I'm like choosing the settings, when I'm monitoring the data, that's where we, you know, start going in the wrong direction when my head's stuck in that stuff. So it seems like all answers point to media buyer.
Yeah. And I think you can get there a lot faster than most people because you know somebody in the media buying space and you already trust them. Right. If you didn't know, then you're just looking for a media buyer, then my advice probably would be different. But since you already know him, since you already trust him, since he's got a track record that you know is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the route I would go.
Hell yeah. A directional shift that I needed in the way that I'm thinking about those next 2, 3, 4, 5 steps.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where you are in like 4 or 5 months, because I think that's going to be complete like game changer.
Awesome, man. Yeah, thank you so much, dude. Really appreciate you.
You're welcome. No problem, Luke. It's been a pleasure.
All right, brother. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Creative Thirst is a direct response digital agency focusing on conversion rate optimization and A-B testing. We work with dietary supplement companies who are struggling to maximize the profitability of their funnels so they can scale. Through the last 7 years in the online health space, we've optimized many dietary supplement businesses. And in that time, we've uncovered the 3 critical funnels for success. We put together that information in a free digital download called The 3 Funnels Every Health Supplement Business Needs to Build a Multi-$1 Million Empire. You can get that free report by going to creativethirst.com. Scroll down to the appropriate section and click on the blue Get Your eBook button.